China is also flexing its economic muscles in Africa. But Matthew Brunrosser reports from Nairobi that many Kenyans consider China's capital and developmental know-how to be a mixed blessing.
China began boosting its economic presence in Kenya about 8 years ago. That's when Western aid donors and Kenyan leaders fell out over concerns about corruption and political reforms. Chinese aid comes with few political strings, and in Kenya, it came at the right time. Patrick Oboth is with the Kenyan Private Sector Alliance.
Over the last 5 or 6 years, they have begun to now independently compete for projects in Kenya, major infrastructure projects, and they're winning them hands down.
Analysts estimate that half of all construction work in Nairobi is now done by Chinese firms. Their increasing dominance of the market has hurt Kenyan contractors, though most Kenyans seem to agree that Chinese-made projects are better quality. Bo Liu is the spokesman at the Chinese embassy in Nairobi.
Compared with the companies from other countries, the Chinese people, they are working hard. Some local people, they cannot understand why the Chinese people, they work at night.
Chinese builders work at night to minimize traffic disruption. Chinese companies also meet deadlines and stay on budget. Chinese managers are paid less than their Western counterparts and don't stay in luxury hotels, so they can do the work cheaper. At the Kenyan Prime Minister's office, Sylvester Kasuku is an advisor on infrastructure. He discounts suggestions that China is wooed because of its politics, or lack of politics.
It has never been a government policy anywhere that the contracts were awarded to Chinese companies. Neither has it been a public policy debated anywhere. But it has happened by chance that they happened to be the people who have bid lowest.
But aid projects are decided on a bilateral basis between governments, and there's no question that China avoids getting involved in other countries' internal issues, like human rights and democratic or environmental reforms. Consultant George Washira says there is no doubt that African leaders appreciate this.
I think in many countries they afford it to be very convenient. The Chinese don't have to talk of accountability, transparency, which seems to be a mainstay for the Western governments.
While some in the West argue that China reinforces bad governance in Africa, Kenyans just scratch their heads. Mbarak Omar, a silversmith, says the Chinese can do a better job than Kenyans at almost anything.
These people, Chinese, they work day and night, those guys. These people of ours are too much corruption. They're crazy. Better to give the Chinese. They'll make everything proper. Our people, they're useless, I'm telling you. They're useless. 100 times I can tell you that.
But there is a downside to Chinese efficiency. Nicholas Makombi sits in his stall in the dirty and chaotic passages of the Kariakor Outdoor Crafts Market. He makes sandals like those worn by Maasai tribesmen. Makombi is just one of hundreds of artisans here. He says about 5 years ago, Chinese-made imitations of his Maasai sandals started appearing on the market.
They used to come here and take photos of our products. Then they go and produce almost the same designs, and they sell at a cheaper price.
Economists say the global flood of cheap Chinese imports have retarded the growth of manufacturing in Kenya and across the developing world. Makombi says machine-made Maasai sandals from China have cost him half his sales.
Sometimes we try to compete and make different things than the previous ones, but every time as we change even the designs, we find they have been taken and another bunch comes, they're just the same.
China is a valuable resource for a continent hungry for capital and development. In turn, Africa feeds Chinese hunger for energy and raw materials. But the balance is fragile. While China is realizing its strategic aims in Kenya, observers say the question is whether Kenyans have a strategy to maximize theirs. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Nairobi.